Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grab Podcast, and this is episode 41, and it is the 8th of October 2015, and this episode is titled Autumn is Finally Here. Coming up today is going to be mostly updates, but firstly I want to apologise. I haven't done a podcast for a couple of weeks, and that's because I've been experimenting with some new recording software to try and improve the quality of the sound. Let me know what you think and if it works for you guys, as this is recorded with a new one. If it works, then I will continue using it. I think it's it seems better. Okay, start with the allotment over in Brighton. Not much has been happening up there. It's I've mostly been just sort of hoeing all the weeds down, harvesting tomatoes, apples, spinach. Oh, and more tabries, they keep coming through. And that's about it, really. Not complaining, because there's quite a bit of food coming through. I've also been hoeing the paths, every time I'm there, just a quick hoe and keeping those weeds down there. But yeah, as I say, not a huge amount I've been doing up there. I'm pleased to say that my co-worker Barry has finally gone up and started killing down his weeds. So, that should mean we can get back on top of it. Soon going to have to start clearing the compost bins and getting those ready to use and spreading those around. But so far, so good. That seems a bit lame just saying that's all I've done there, but that's all it has been. There's no real big projects going on, really, so... can't say anything about that. So the new allotment, plot 128B. Now, that's just been, I've started a garlic bed and I've planted the first of the garlic. Now these were saved seed from last year that I grew up the Brighton allotment. I'm going to compare them with some fresh seeds that are planted, going to be planted next to them. And we'll see how they do. I also done 3 cloves of elephant garlic, which I will also be adding some more fresh garlic seed, and see how they do. That's a bit of a comparison, a bit of a project, but that will be until next year now, that we find the results out on that. I've been strimming all the grass down to keep on top of it. Although the strimmers keep playing around, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, strimming the grass down, even where the raspberries are. And I've been harvesting quite a few raspberries as well, which has kept us going at home. Lovely. I've also now built the asparagus bed, which is a free and an apple bed for the apple tree. Slowly getting there with those, and just got to keep topping them up with horse manure. And I'm thinking I'll get a apple tree in there. I was going to have the cider apple tree in this one, but I'm thinking now it might be better one of the other trees I've got. Sorry, I thought I had lost you there. So I apologise if I swore there. Hopefully I'll remember to edit it out. If not, I apologise. But yeah, that's I might pot. I've got an apple tree in a pot I've had up the allotment. I might actually just pot that in there, and then at least something's growing there. So all I've got to do now is continue making more beds, which I've got more planks at home, and fill them up with horse manure. And that sounds easy enough, and it is for the most part, but hey-ho, it's just time. Okay, at home, Well, the greenhouse is all built and set up. I've set up a watering system in there. Now, this is quite simply a black plastic rubbery bag that has a 6mm hose coming out the bottom with some drip fit waterers in line. And they just water in the pots as they go along. I'm overwintering some chilies plants in there and a cucumelon plant I've just moved in there today. So that should keep going. I've got plans in using the greenhouse over the winter. Just again, it's about finding the time and getting things going. The other thing, the new shed I've been setting up, I've hanging garden tools and stuff and put some shelving in there to hold pots and things like that. It's slowly getting there. Again, it's just more things that take time. Don't get me wrong, everything takes time. And it's all these things that I need to do that just make life easier when it comes to actually growing. So I can just literally walk in and get the tools I need and hang them back up. And once they're done, I can then start concentrating on the actual growing, as well as the things like tending the tools and stuff. Tomato plants that were growing in the soil, they got blight really badly and really quickly. So I've dug those up and composted the stuff after putting it through the shredder. And that's all I can do with those tomatoes. They were so far gone. Peas, I'm getting a few peas coming through, a little late, but hey, better than nothing. The rain obviously the last few days have really helped things along. We had an Indian summer during September and that was lovely. Things really did grow, but now the rain just came and watered everything, which has saved. Sorry, just heard something. I didn't know where it was. No, neighbours hammering a sink. Yeah, that's obviously saved some time on the watering, but also meant it's difficult to get out and do things. I did promise a video, but I've had troubles loading it onto YouTube. I'll keep trying. If not, I'm going to do another video within the next few days. I've got some recipes to put up online as well and stuff, which I've just got to sit down and do it all. So, I'm sorry this is a bit of a short one today. I don't think I'm trying to rush everyone. Just, same old. So, with that, I'm going to wrap up. This has been Richard from Veg Grower Podcast. Please go visit my website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, or you can email me at